When Sheila Connor was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2007, the disease was already in its later stages. Connor had surgery and chemotherapy, but the cancer always returned, 4 times over 4 years.
The longest remission I've had was about 8 months.
Connor tried a battery of drugs. One would work for a time. Another would complicate her illness.
All the skin on my hands and feet peeled off. And I had mouth sores from it that I had to be hospitalized because I couldn't eat. I couldn't even eat anything without major pain medication.
Most recently, Connor left a clinical trial because her cancer progressed. She's decided to stop treatment.
Unfortunately, Sheila is your typical ovarian cancer patient.
Laura Shaver is a scientist, cancer researcher, and commercial drug developer. She's also a cancer survivor who's been in remission for more than 5 years.
I actually had the same treatment as every other ovarian cancer patient, the same treatment that's been around for at least 30 years, maybe longer. We all get surgery and we all get chemotherapy. And then most people have a response to that treatment and we all think that, well, we're cured.
But they aren't. Shaver is one of the lucky ones. Ovarian cancer returns in 75% of the patients.
When we recur, that's when the guesswork really begins.
Shaver says that's because ovarian tumors differ so widely from each other and respond differently to drugs. So women end up going through round after round of different chemotherapy drugs.
It's just a random selection. Unfortunately, that means that the patient frequently gets toxicity without benefit. We just think that that needs to be changed. There's probably a better choice when they recur, and that the chemotherapy agents that are available, the molecular targeted agents that are available, the clinical trials that are available should all be taken into consideration when faced with recurrent disease.
Shaver says the one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work. In 2007, she started the Clarity Foundation. The nonprofit offers ovarian cancer patients a molecular profile or blueprint of their tumor. That helps target drug therapy to a specific tumor. Profiles are available for other cancers, but this is the first time it's being applied to ovarian cancer. Clarity compares the diseased ovarian tumor to others in its database. That suggests which of the dozen or so drugs regularly used for ovarian cancer might be most effective. The foundation also screens for biological markers, which can indicate how well a tumor will respond to certain chemotherapy agents. That profiling wasn't available when Sheila Connor had her first reoccurrence, but she's certain it can help others make informed decisions about their treatment.
If you had some idea whether you would respond to these drugs, you could try something else. Try another standard drug, and then if the other standard drugs don't know, then you know I need to get on a clinical trial.
That's how Laura Shaver is determined to change the way ovarian cancer is treated, one patient at a time.
In order for the paradigm to really shift, we need every woman who has recurrent ovarian cancer to be willing to get her tumor profiled, to be willing to get on the right clinical trial, and to really educate themselves about what are the treatment options.
Shaver adds that this approach not only improves the quality of life for women with recurring ovarian cancer, it can also lead to the development of specific new drugs for the often deadly disease. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.